Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Diva Days of Our Lives and Friends. Tonight, the Diva Spy Network and I will discuss the last 2 weeks of the show. Please feel free to call in at 914-338-1239. You can also join us in our chat room. You can follow us daily at our blog at divaofdaysofourlives at blogspot.com. We are also on Facebook. You can find us at Diva Days. We have a full house. We have Queen of the Night here.
Hi, everyone.
We have Fancy Face.
Hello.
Saddle Shoes.
Hi.
We have a newbie.
Hi.
Is that her name, newbie?
Is your name newbie?
No, my name is Lee.
Okay, we'll call you Lee.
Yeah, so you can call me that.
So let's talk about the big news tonight about we heard some stuff in the... Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Okay, we heard some interesting stuff at the Tao Leanne chat tonight.
Yeah, definitely. It is very exciting. Mostly just hearing that Leanne is definitely going to be on days longer than we expected. We're not really sure how much because she was kind of vague, but she's done 30 shows already, and I guess she's not done yet. So that's all we know right now, but it's exciting because she's not done yet, so we're really anxious to see where this goes.
Yeah, I heard she's filmed 30 out of 40 episodes, so that's fantastic.
Yeah.
You never know. I'm sorry, go ahead.
We're not really sure if she might do more than 40 because she didn't make it sound like she was going to be done anytime soon. So we're excited. We don't know, but she said to send fan mail because she really likes it and to just keep supporting the show because she's there right now. So
that's so awesome. And anything else that they said? Any spoilers? Anybody catch anything?
I don't really remember. I had to leave early, so I know some stuff happened at the end, but I'm not sure.
Well, Leanne said that she really didn't know herself that much. She couldn't reveal, like people had asked, if she was going to have scenes, if Anna and Kate were going to have scenes together, or Anna and Roman, and she sort of said, well, I don't know, I can't say, so I think she was kind of...
I think she just can't say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone's got their hopes up about the ring on her finger that means, you know, that maybe Tony is lurking in the background somewhere.
Yeah.
You mean the red ring?
Yeah.
It doesn't look anything
like the engagement ring or the wedding ring.
I think there's an engagement ring. I think the engagement ring pops up.
Oh, it does.
A different ring than the red ring.
Yeah, her wedding ring pops up in the December 21st promo.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Hmm. Yep. So we
Isn't
kind of
she looking
out about
at a picture
that.
Of Tony? She's looking at a picture of Tony too. Did I hear that?
Yeah, she's looking at. She shows Sydney a picture of Tony.
Tony. Okay.
And said that he would love her. Yeah. And also, what was the other thing? Oh, she sent a letter to EJ made out of news magazine clippings out of letters and says, I have your daughter, something like that.
Oh.
No, I saw.
Hmm.
Yeah, I saw a screen cap.
Sounds like
it.
She's going a little nuts, maybe.
That's what we think, too.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to understand her reason. I understand wanting revenge on Stefano and being pissed off about Tony, but, mm-hmm. you know, she seemed to always get along with EJ, and I don't really understand... You know, why she's sort of, because it's really attacking him more, just as much, if not more, than Stefano, and she and EJ had gotten along, so.
Unless she still thinks the baby is the one that Nicole bought, which means that she wouldn't know it was EJ's.
Right.
And then that would be getting back more at Nicole than EJ.
Hmm.
Which I could
see.
Well,
A theory I had about it was that she didn't want Sydney to have, she saw like that Tony was killed, you know, ultimately from being tied to the Damaras, and she just really doesn't want another child to go through being raised in that family, and maybe she's trying to, I mean, maybe she is a little crazy, therefore trying to save this child from a life of being in that family. That's another theory that we had.
That's a good theory.
That worked.
Mm-hmm.
Too
that
bad
worked.
It doesn't take Connie, too. And then we get to at least see him. I mean, he's fun, too. Kid playing Johnny is fun. He's not as fun as Sydney, but he's cute.
But
yeah,
we found out some
cute things about Sydney tonight. Actually, the little baby that play the twins that play Sydney, apparently they're really good at acting at such a young age already.
Oh,
well, I think
that's
obvious.
Yeah,
they say their lines on cue.
Yeah,
yeah, like uh-oh. It was Friday's episode. Yeah. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
And so they should win Oscars.
Yeah, I love that.
They're the most entertaining on there, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're always so calm, no matter what. But, you know, I mean, the baby did cry when it was starting to freeze to death, but other
Yeah, actually, Leanne said she did her own stunts for that scene, which kind of shocked me, and I was a little freaked out because we don't need Leanne getting hurt on set, but, yeah, she did her own stunt for falling off the ladder, I guess.
I'm surprised they let her do that. Huh.
I'm
yeah.
not. They're so cheap. You kidding? No, I'm not surprised. You'd think they'd be a little smarter in that, you know, if it cost them her going to the hospital, then they might figure it out, but obviously not.
That's true.
I have my doubts about the intelligence of some people there.
Yeah. Did Teo had any news today?
Well, he revealed that he was doing his play called Class, which is going mm-hmm. to be in Cape May, New Jersey, and the rehearsals start in April, and they'll play in May through June, so that's the big news. And also Emissary is still a definite, and
mm-hmm.
he had a conference with Phil Morris, so
mm-hmm.
That's still, everything is sounding good so far with what he's got
good.
To work.
Mhm. Mhm. That'd be neat. I wonder when that's going to air. Did he say when? No, it finally will air.
No, I don't think he said.
When Emissary will air?
No, he didn't say anything about when it was going to air.
He didn't say no.
He just said he was going to see. Didn't he say he was going to meet Phil Morris tomorrow or something?
Yeah, Monday.
Supposed to start in March, filming
okay.
or whatever.
Yeah. You know, no, we're excited about the play, definitely. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good for him. It's in Cape May, New Jersey, so a lot of people from the East Coast, anyways, will be able to go for sure.
Well, it sounds like we'll get to see a lot of him in the play, which is great.
Oh,
yeah,
you
said
great.
He had a lot
Since
of
it's
dialogue.
Only him and one other character.
It's only two characters.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, just him and another character.
And he's playing
he's a
movie
teacher.
Star/acting teacher, yeah.
Teacher. Mm-hmm.
And he said he had a lot of dialogue, so I am so psyched.
Psyched? Me too.
Yeah, I just can't wait.
No, getting to see him on stage, that's going to be great.
Yeah. Live on stage.
Or
yeah.
on stage.
Be different.
We saw them all last year on the show.
Right.
It's true. That's
right.
Sad, but it's true. Yes, I have to compliment Days. I mean, they pulled a hell of a stunt. I mean, good for them.
Yes.
They should do that more often.
It.
I hope.
Yeah. I like being surprised, actually. I did.
Yeah. That's
I
a
did.
Great trend. They need to keep
they
that
need
up.
To keep, they need to keep the spoilers quiet, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so
yeah,
Leanne
yeah.
said she was kind of sad that it had come out so soon.
Yeah.
She had hoped it would
really?
Go all the way
I don't
to
think
the
it
day.
Came out that soon. I found out like 8 hours before it aired, actually.
It would have been nice to just see it happen without knowing it beforehand, though. That would have been really
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
We would have been really freaking.
We all would have been passed out from our TVs, yeah.
I would have been. I definitely would have screamed and passed out.
Before. Yeah.
Yeah, because it came out like 8 or 9 days before
Thursday.
They showed her face. They shouldn't have
yeah.
done that.
Yeah.
Well, we decided that some of us definitely would have recognized her voice without a doubt because
mm-hmm.
she's got a pretty trademark
yeah.
voice.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
my mother watched the first Voice episode, and she said, I recognize that voice. I said, Mom, it's Anna De Mira. And my mom, like, squeed. She was thrilled. That cracked me up. She's like, oh, my God, it's Anna. I'm like, yeah. She was really stunned. She was stunned. I thought that was a pretty cool trick, too.
Yeah, I was shocked when I heard about it. Like, it came out of left field. I had no idea. And I'm a huge fan of Leanne Hunley. Like, she's my favorite actress, without a doubt. Mm-hmm. And when I found out about it, I told my friend Leah, I was like, if you're joking with me right now, I don't have time to deal with this because I have a final in the morning. And Leah was like, I'm not joking, you know, this is really happening. And it took me like a week to actually believe it. So it was a good surprise for sure.
Yeah, so she was expecting Soap Opera Digest to break it that quickly?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't, maybe not.
She said she was disappointed.
Oh, well, maybe they screwed up. Maybe, you know.
Well, after all the trouble they went to keep it quiet, you'd think they would have kept it quiet until this Wednesday, not Wednesday before
that.
Yeah. If they'd waited one more week in SOD, then it would have been at least the only people who would have known would have been online. This way, a lot more people knew.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they were doing it on purpose because the ratings went down and they were hoping that more, you know, they did it on purpose. I can see that.
Mm-hmm. But she didn't get a cover, though, on Saw. She just kind of got a little blurb on the bottom of the cover with Bill Hope and Carly saying what, that they pulled a big surprise or something like that. I didn't get my magazine yet, but...
So do anything other than little blurbs all over the front anymore. Nobody seems to get an entire cover anymore.
No, but that's true.
I remember the beautiful covers they used to have of, you know, whoever was the reigning super couple on whatever soap, we'd always get it, and now it's always, like you said, little blurbs and little tiny pictures just covering all over the cover. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
State of soap bags these days.
They're trying to please everybody.
Well, yeah, but Eric Braden, though, he does always get his exclusive covers, you know, several times a year.
Yeah,
it's usually the same picture.
We always want to see him so badly just take over the whole thing. Oh, God, don't get me started.
Well, Mike Logan thought he was the best actor of 2009. Remember that? Michael Logan from TV Con said Eric was the best actor of 2009.
Yeah, well, didn't Nelson name him like a year before or something? I mean, he was always on somebody's list. That's nice.
Well, speaking of Young
agree.
And Rusk. Yeah.
That's a perfect segue.
Yeah. You can go ahead. You want to go?
Oh, perfect segue that Stephen Nichols is going. Of course, that's the next big news. That Stephen Nichols is going to be playing Tucker McCall on
mm-hmm.
Young and the Restless and replacing William Russ. And
mm-hmm.
So I for one am very, very excited about it because you know I thought Stephen Nichols was treated like dirt. You know, when he came back, everyone, so many Steve and Kayla fans were really wanting them back for years and begging them, and it never seemed to work out because they were on General Hospital or whatever. Finally, it works out. Everything falls into place, and it just totally gets blown, you know. So I'm like, three cheers for Stephen Nichols, and three cheers that he went on TV Guide and talked about what a mess Days was. I always cheer
I'm happy
actually
for him
say
too.
What it is, and they don't just toe the party line and be good little actors and keep their mouth shut. I appreciate when they say something because maybe then something might get fixed.
Yeah. So, and you guys going to tune in to see Stephen?
Well, I'm already watching the show, so I'll definitely keep watching the show and. And now I'll be enjoying it more. But Stephen better watch his back with Eric Braden and Peter Bergman, and because I've heard there are all kinds of backstage shenanigans going on at Young and the Restless all the time. So
there's a lot of male divas on that show, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of divas, period. Of every variety.
I think
not
Stephen
just
can handle
actors
it.
Either.
Yeah. I think Steven's got a pretty healthy ego of his own. I mean, I'm not saying anything bad about him or anything, but I think he'll be okay. And I know, you know, everything I've heard online, everyone's all excited about it, so I don't think he's going to have too much trouble just slipping right into the groove.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm liking with Jess Walton, though. Maybe it's just me. I can see him with a woman a little younger.
Yeah, I'd like to see him with Lauren, actually, because it'd be a great triangle with Christian LeBlanc, you know, with Michael and Lauren and Tucker to see that, I think would be fun. Or maybe Phyllis.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so,
yeah. And go ahead, tell everybody your name, Phyllis and Tucker.
Because if you get Phyllis and Tucker together, then his name is Tucker, and that will be fun to, you know, to have to dodge around the whole time. They would be a couple, but, you know, who knows? Who knows? It may just, you know, be Jill at first and see where it goes from there.
Yeah, they're having a fun time censoring that word off the Sony boards at the Weinar Sony board.
Yeah, I was going to say. You won't be able to say it on the Sony board. We'll get banned.
Yeah. So all the squirts out there and all Steven fans.
You can't say that word.
Don't say fucker.
Even spelled wrong.
You don't spell with a P-H.
No, don't spell it P-H-U-C-K.
Oh gosh, that's too funny. But that someone just posted, Lee just posted in the chat room. Yeah, the Scorks did campaign to have Steven and Mary Beth go Young and the Restless. So and that worked out.
Yeah, they did. For both of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
We'll have to see what happened with Mary Beth though. I mean, she's doing primetime stuff, but wasn't she supposed to be on Nip Talk? Because I stopped watching that show. It was getting really awful.
Well, she didn't have
to. Oh, is it still? I haven't seen it for a while.
Yeah.
Oh,
she's really into her.
Is it back on? I didn't even know it was back on.
Yeah, it was on. Yeah, I think it was a couple of months ago.
Oh, okay.
It was terrible. It was terrible. I had to quit
really?
Watching it. Yeah, I've been watching it from the beginning. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll just talk about it briefly. The
Mm-hmm.
The idiot kid. What the heck's his name? I hate him.
Is he son?
The son.
Yeah, I know you mean. I can't think of him. His name. Matt.
Yeah, Matt's a mime, and he's holding people up. He's holding up, like, cashiers, stealing money from them.
Oh.
Yeah, and Sean married that psycho woman who was the anesthesiologist. And basically she's trying to kill off his entire family to inherit his money. The daughter was pulling out her hair and swallowing it. No kidding.
Wow.
Yes.
His whole family is screwed up.
They're crazy. I didn't see Julia at all. Yeah. Oh, my. And Christian married Liz, found out he didn't have terminal breast cancer, and told her right after the honeymoon, and she divorced him, and then she was trying to make him pay because he basically left everything to her. He thought he was going to die.
Then
she changed her mind and didn't take all of his money. But it was terrible. So Mary Beth was on. I missed it. But
okay. I didn't realize she was on.
Yeah, I thought she was supposed to be on.
Oh.
And she did an episode of Monk not too long ago.
Yeah.
But she's really focusing on her Williams-Sonoma, her pie company that she's doing.
Was she on Law and Order, too? She did a Law and Order, too? Leanne did, or no?
Did she?
Yeah.
I know Leanne did, but I can't remember
about. I think it was last year. Or spring. Yeah. Might have been spring or something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So also we had some action going on with the Victor and Vivian. They're my second favorite couple behind Stefano and Kate.
Stefano and Kate, yeah.
They're funny.
Yeah, what happened
God.
To Victor anyway? I know he's supposed to have fallen on the ice, but I wonder if something really happened to the actor.
I think Don Aniston must have hurt himself. I haven't heard anything about
it. Yeah,
it
had to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
He has the sunglasses on, and he said he was skating with Sierra, and he fell.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's how they explained it, though. Obviously something happened, but I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, I read somewhere online they're saying he had a fall about stairs, flip-flops, and a dog.
Oh, okay.
And dog bones.
Okay.
So I think maybe his dog might have knocked him over. Or it just, you know, It was a perfect storm, you know, flip flops, stairs, dog biscuits.
You're lucky you didn't do anything besides just get a black eye.
Yeah.
On stairs.
I was surprised once on Bold and Beautiful they had Susan Flannery on there with a really obvious case of pink eye. And they talked about it in the episode, but it's like, you know, can't you stay home for, you know, till that clears up? I mean, it was, well, you know, Stephanie Forrester, that's pretty freaky. She's coming at you with red eyes. Then she kept filming with it.
That's got to be hard. I mean, I haven't had pink eye. I had one when I was a kid a long time ago, you would think the bright lights of the set shining against, you know, your eye like that would really bother, be painful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, her eyes be red. It was really gross. Okay. Sorry, I just keep going off on these tangents. So Vivian somehow got Victor to agree to let her move in.
Because of Carl, though.
Yes, to try to allegedly. She's playing a couple angles on this one.
Well, yeah,
I think she was too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and I think she went Philip and Victor back, but she's trying to throw Carly off her scent, off her trail by saying that she's there for Victor and Philip.
Right.
Well, now she's starting to get a little psycho. I mean, not that she hasn't always been, but you're starting to see it more now because, you know, on Friday you had the dead body that was in Carly's room, in her medical room. All of a sudden this dead body ended up there with the flowers that Vivian had given Carly. So, you know, Vivian is starting to put her evil plan in motion, whatever it is. You know, and I'm ready for it because, I mean, I'm enjoying Louise Terrell very much. I enjoy her sense of humor and her zingers, and she's been a great, for me, a real breath of fresh air since she's been on the show. But I am ready for a little less camp, a little less silliness, and a little more, okay, let's get the revenge going now, you know. Quit talking about it, do something, you know.
I wonder what it is.
Oh, I did read a spoiler. She finds out about there's a kid. That Carly had an affair and had a baby.
Wonder how she finds that out.
Which must be the reason that they continue to have Melanie and Philip together.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I like them, but
I actually thought they had one of their best scenes this week when they were agreeing to not celebrate Christmas together because she had no family left and his family was just the dysfunctional family from hell. And so they both agreed to have, you know, and that was the first time I really felt a real connection between Philip and Melanie that wasn't just based on sex.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like that scene. But I don't know how they're going to explain how Melanie is really Carly's daughter with the whole thing with Max being her brother. Are they just going to say Max was wrong and he messed up?
Well, I think they're probably...
Well, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, Lawrence gave Melanie
the DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they'd never had a DNA test, did they? There was no DNA test.
We don't know Prince's real father.
I don't remember.
Actually, Max's real father.
Well, yeah, well, I guess it just, you know, I think Lawrence just gave Melanie to Trent, so right. Melanie wouldn't know anything because she was a baby.
Yeah,
so.
But still, does Trent strike you as the type of person to adopt a kid?
Well, they might have gave him money to do it. Yeah, it's got.
You'd have to give somebody a hell of a lot of money to get them to adopt a child. I'm sorry.
We're just gonna forget.
Raising a child is not just gonna go away after the kid gets out of diapers.
I know, but
I just can't see Trent doing that after abandoning his own kid. It wasn't like he found redemption anywhere along the way.
He wasn't real fatherly towards her at all, which explains a lot too. I mean, it's kind of pimping her out.
Wasn't he pimping her out or something?
Yeah,
he was kind of pimping her out.
Forget about that whole storyline, though. We'll forget about it.
Yeah. I try to block that out.
I don't
even
mention him anymore.
Well, given that the writer's memories are about 3 seconds long, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, that's true. Well, which leads us to the Carly and Dan stuff. And I just can't stand
Daniel and Chloe.
The only part of that I saw was Dan seeing her for the first time and giving her the once-over and the Sealy and Justin looking on and thinking, oh, my God, here we go.
Oh, he already wants
to jump
her now.
I didn't get the sense that there was really anything that had happened between them, though. You know, it seemed like they were friends, but it seemed hard just from that one scene. I would never guess that they had had a kid together.
Except that it's Dan. So when he puts his hands on somebody, I mean, what's the first thing that goes through your mind?
Well, he probably doesn't know they had a kid either, right? I would think.
Probably not.
Oh, he wouldn't
know. He doesn't know at this point.
He wouldn't know.
Well, you know, if it's typical Dan, and, you know, he's a rural guy, he probably would have forgotten all about her, period.
Probably. From the number of women he's obviously had, I'm sure.
Did I? I don't remember.
She might have been number 13 or something. You know, I don't think he was.
Yeah. Number 300 or something. God.
Our
I don't remember
number.
About. Oh, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to give out the call number because I keep forgetting. It's 914-338-1239. Okay, go ahead. There's your point.
Oh, I was just going to say, the surfer dude, what I remember about surfer dudes is, you know, two or three a night, and you don't remember any of them because you're usually drunk or high, or both. So.
But wasn't that a medical convention? You kind of hope he wasn't, you know, token anything.
Well, you'd hope. I hope that when I get in an airplane, too, and the pilots get in after me, but I don't.
That's true.
I don't expect it anymore, not when I hear that they go flying past the airport and have to come back. So, you know. Sorry.
Well, yeah. Now, that's a good point. Yeah, so Carly wasn't too happy. Justin was trying to get her to not get hard, so. That and work out for Justin.
There's chemistry between those two. I like the chemistry between Carly and Justin.
Mm-hmm. Even if it's hate chemistry.
It's like Justin's dimple. He's good with anybody.
Yeah, I like Justin and Carly better than Justin and Hope
Justin
so far.
Hope. I agree. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think Justin's being way too overbearing about the situation. I mean, so he's friends with Hope. That doesn't mean that he has to try to, you know, railroad Carly out of her job, even though, you know, I mean, I'm not really a Carly fan or a Carly supporter, but still, it's for Justin, I don't like him being quite that mean. I mean, you know.
Yeah, and why does he care so much? I don't know.
Yeah, and the thing is, you don't see, if there really was something hot going on between Justin and Hope, then you could understand him maybe acting that way more, but there isn't really, so it makes him just look more like he's just a busybody, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like
I think it's just poor writing. I think what it's supposed to be is he's still upset about his own marriage breaking up, and that's what he's seeing, and so he's reacting to that.
Well,
If they would just say that, then it would make sense. If that's what they're doing. I mean, unless it's just, you know, throwing anything at the wall and see if it sticks.
Yeah.
Which I can see, too. But if they would just, I mean, it would take one little line, and then it would all make sense, at least.
You're not asking for much.
I know.
Yeah.
I know this was not on the list, but I'm going to bring it up anyway because I watched Friday's episode. I didn't watch a whole hell of a lot else this week, but I did watch Friday and Bo and Hope. And is anybody enjoying this? Because I'm not.
It's the same argument over and over.
I still feel like they're 18. They're acting like that. They're not 40. They're 18 again.
They were more exciting when they were 18. Their arguments were better when they were 18.
Yes.
It's just the same circular argument over and over and over. Yeah.
I saw somebody on a message board go on about, Hope is so insecure. This makes a whole lot of sense. And I was thinking, if you're 18, it makes sense. If you're 40-something and your marriage is still where it was 20 years ago, you don't belong together.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, if you're
writing the program for all the 20-year-olds, that's great. But when the couple is 40 years old, it needs, just needs to be age appropriate. Not that they've ever done that on this show, but
and she wanted to know.
Wanted to get that in there.
Yeah, she wanted to know Beau's secret, and she suspected that they had a child together, and he's telling her and reassuring her that it isn't him and it has nothing to do with him, but yet she still won't. She still won't believe him.
Yeah.
So.
Well, somebody was going on about, well, this is typical Hope. She gets mad at Beau and she runs off, but she wants him to be, you know, she wants him to come begging after her. Well, fine.
That's really not typical.
That's not what you do when you're 40.
They've rewritten it.
I'm sorry, I'm not on Hope's side in this one at all.
Yeah, I mean, I remember the way Hope was in the 80s when Diane, who was like Beau's hooker friend, said that Zach was his kid. And she was upset for a little while. But she's like, okay, well, Beau, I love you so much. You know, I'll accept Zach, and it's okay. You know, and she was, and really, that was more of the true Hope and the spirit of Hope. And she's been so rewritten and messed up over the years. So, you know, I don't like how, she's coming across as really bitchy and just not listening to him and not giving an inch and just looking for trouble, you know, looking for reasons to cause trouble in the marriage, and I don't like it, but I also feel like it's just they for both Beau and Hope, they have lost the spirit of those characters so much. I mean, they are, you know, representative of what was supposed to be the best of days, but the fact of the matter is, you know, you don't see Beau Rebel riding on a motorcycle anymore, and you don't see Hope, you know, who was the spoiled princess who was in love with the bad boy.
Oh.
You know, I mean, their love story was so great in the 80s. I just loved it. Now it's
but
just
they have things
dull,
between them they could be
Beau
using.
And Hope would be dull.
I mean, Beau's commissioner and Hope isn't. Why couldn't they be using their job as something to come between them? That Hope feels, you know, that he got the job because he's a guy, and she didn't. Mm-hmm. Wasn't she offered it though? Did somebody offer it to her or not?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, and she turned it down.
Offered it to her.
She turned it down
because she wanted to spend time with Sierra.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that could be. But see, that could be something unconscious that could be coming up, and she doesn't realize it, and it could be a reason why she's upset. But they're not using that. No, they're using.
Yeah.
She's still insecure and jealous after 20 some years. That's so stupid.
Yes. Yeah, but at the end with Billy, she finally got over it with Billy. You know what I mean?
No, they're going to do Billy all over again. Come on, we knew that one.
I know. I'm saying eventually she got over Billy. She got over Chelsea not being hers. It's like she grew up and they're making her take several steps backwards. But at the same time, too,
that's what Riley did with Sammy when he came back, too. It was the same thing. But at least Sammy wasn't 40. She didn't have a grown son, you know, and start doing that crap. So that's my rant for the day.
Yeah, I have to complain about Beau, though, too, because he's not innocent in this either.
Oh, no. I think the whole thing is stupid on both parts, personally.
He's stringing Carly along. And he's using her to get Hope more and more upset. He knows Hope doesn't want. They'd make up if he just take Carly out of the house and
Or at least, I mean, if he's worried about her, he couldn't come up with some other place for her to be safe. Hell, she couldn't.
With Roman, she just stayed with Roman and Caroline and Ariana and Gabby.
He's commissioner. I know this is the Salem PD, but still, he could come up with some place she'd be safe.
Yeah, I'm just tired of it. I mean, it's so boring and tedious and monotonous. I mean, it's totally FF. And I like.
And it's bad because we're talking about three of the best actors on the show. And we're stuck in this crap. But I don't really. I mean, after watching them have, you know, argument 3,400 about the same damn thing over the last 20 years, I don't really care anymore. Whether they get divorced. That's sad. That's not the way it should be.
Well, if they get divorced, they'll have left their fourth wedding.
Yeah, I know.
No.
A lot more than that now, isn't it?
No, not another one.
Yeah, well, no, but then should Bo and Carly have faked one first, but, you know.
Yeah.
After Vivian finally gets around to stop joking and get down to
business,
does whatever she's going to do. It's better not be putting her in a coffin again.
No, I'm okay with that. I'm totally
Not that I don't.
It'd be something
not
that
I'd mind Carly being tortured a little. I just would like them to come up with something a little different.
Okay, let's think of something.
You do.
There's waterboarding. We haven't seen that done yet on soaps. what else is there? They could have Carly like tied to
a
chair.
I'm a little afraid to suggest anything, cause my God,
it might happen. Yeah, they have Carly tied to a chair and make her watch Bone Hope on YouTube. Over and over and over and over again.
No, make her watch
make
Mia
her listen
scenes
to
over and over. Just Mia edits over and over and over. Yeah. Mia and Will, Mia and Chad.
Dan Lowe.
Dan
Lowe.
Have her listen to that song, Tonight I Celebrate My Love. Oh, I hate that song. Make her listen to it over and over again. That is the worst soap song ever. Well, for a couple. Oh, that song's awful. Oh, it makes me hurl. See, we saw some good things to do with the torture Carly was. And I say that the corpse in the bed, that was a pretty good one from Vivian. That's fantastic. Okay.
Well, if this is Vivian, she should be able to drive her crazy.
Well, she's just starting with that. It's going to get better, I'm sure.
I mean, she could have a field day doing that. That could go on for months and months, and it would be a hell of a lot more entertaining than the baby switch. I'll go for that.
That's more entertaining than Bo and Carly, definitely. Oh, and
it would be entertaining just to watch Victor be entertained by having her do it.
Yeah. I don't know what he would come up with. But Melanie and Phil, they're going to get engaged allegedly this week. I don't know
that's
why.
Quick. Why?
Yeah. Why?
Well, because then Melanie will be engaged to Philip, and so Vivian, once she finds out that Melanie is Carly's kid, will have a kind of a problem going after her.
Right.
Yeah.
It's conflict there. Yeah.
That's my guess.
Yeah, it's conflict, but at the same time, too, it's too soon.
Because it's way too soon. And it's so cliche that you couldn't see it coming 100 miles off.
Yeah.
And you know why they're doing it. We know why they're doing
it. That and Melanie hating Carly's guts all because she spilled coffee on her one day.
That was stupid.
Yeah, that was
an accident. Stupid. That was stupid for a reason.
Yeah. Well, now there are pictures out there of, I think Nadia tweeted some pictures, like there was a wedding on Days. So I don't know if it's Philip and Melanie or what, but there was
Lucas
there.
Yeah, it looks like
it's
a wedding.
Even if they got engaged, though, at the end of the year, that's too soon to have a wedding already.
Yeah, it was.
Somebody was mentioning Dan and Chloe. They're not really going to give them a wedding, are they? My God.
No, I don't think so.
It could be them.
Oh. But I thought,
can't think
I thought
of anybody
Chloe,
else, though.
But I thought Chloe and Stephanie were wearing the same bridesmaid's dress. I thought that was the thing. Everybody thought it was myself and Melanie.
Well, since Sammy and Rafe are having sex while her daughter has been kidnapped, maybe they'll get married too.
Well, that's just like Marlena having sex, you know, after the plane crash, and Sammy was kidnapped, remember, in the plane, and Stefano wanted her what was that called? Stem cells.
Yeah.
She tried to do that in the plane, and Marlena was going at it.
I couldn't handle watching Rafe and Stefano. I'm sure Joe did a fabulous job, but it just made me want to barf to even think about it. So how was it?
I thought Rafe was watchable.
Was he?
He was Joe.
It's not that. It's the idea that Rafe is smart enough to get the upper hand on Stefano. For any reason.
He has to be the hero. You know.
I know, but that's the worst part of it.
For me, Rafe was always Roman Brady light from day one. I mean, I think they were trying to make Sammy into more of a Marlena character. And even the way they met, you know, he had to spend the night with her at the the witness protection.
I know, but the idea of suggesting that Rafe is anything like Roman Brady played by Wayne Northrop is just ridiculous.
And then this whole the whole thing with him in the jail cell with Stefano, I enjoyed the scene, but mainly because it was reminiscent of better scenes. I remembered when Shane Donovan used some sort of truth serum. I don't know if it was on Emma or someone back in the day, and I remember how much I enjoyed that. And then I remembered Roman and Wayne Northrop's Roman and Stefano going at it, and it reminded me of how, you know, it's sad because this scene wasn't nearly as good as either of those scenes, but it was, you know, along those lines. And I think Joe made him watchable.
Joe did the same thing with, and I know I'm going to upset people by saying this, but I felt the same way every time John got the upper hand on Stefano. I was like, it's not believable. It just makes me sit there and laugh. Because it was always so.
Yeah, well, they replaced Roman with John, and now they're replacing John with Rafe, I guess.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're just going steadily downhill.
Yeah.
I just don't remember. I mean, maybe I was younger or something, but I don't remember Roman ever being pimped to the degree that we had to be told on a constant basis how smart he was or how capable he was. After being fired, no less, because the whole time he was actually working for the FBI, did he actually do anything that would keep him employed, that would any police department would want to employ him for? He got himself stabbed for going out to buy penguins. I mean, the guy is just a disaster. I mean, you'd want to hire him for as the clown at the kids' party, but I can't imagine hiring him to keep you safe. Can you?
Yeah. And he doesn't have anything interesting about him. I mean, even Wayne Northrop's Roman had interesting things about him. He wasn't just the hero. He could also be overprotective of Marlena and driving her crazy and arrogant and stuff like that, which made him interesting to watch. But Rafe is just, I'm Mr. Perfect.
Funny. He had a sense of humor, too. I'm sorry, does Rafe come across any humorous? Does Rafe come across humorous at all, except accidentally?
No.
Not to me.
But anyway. So I didn't watch that. I did hear that he looked better in comparison, because he was working with Joe, and I can believe that, but still. I just thought, I'm not going to enjoy this because I'm going to be mad the whole time that it's not somebody else that it ought to be. Hell, I should have been EJ at least. But, he has as much reason to be giving somebody truth serum at the Salem PD as Rafe.
Well, the whole thing's not even legal. You can't force someone to consume a drug. I mean, I know that's stupid, but. I kept flashing back to the Marlena one.
Marlena did that,
She took truth.
Well, she was supposed to give him truth serum, and she gave him something else instead.
Yeah, they gave her truth serum, and she confessed all the murders.
No.
Remember? She was in the hospital.
You're talking about when they gave it to Marlena.
Didn't Marlena do something to Stefano, though? She put him in the coma.
She did inject him. She injected him, and she got away with that, too. So apparently giving drugs to Stefano was okay.
Okay.
Not illegal at all.
Yeah.
Well, I have no complaints about that. It's not like Stefano is, It's mostly the idea that he's in jail because he ripped Sammy's shirt off and she's wearing a wire. I mean... she walks in his home... And tries to tape him without his consent, and he's the one who ends up in jail.
Yep.
Typical Salem, I guess.
Well, we have less than a minute to go, girls.
Oh wow! Already?
Wow.
Sorry, I took over. Sorry.
So I want to wish everybody
Merry Christmas.
The list? Excuse me.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to everyone.
Yeah, and Happy New Year. We'll
be enjoy
back
your white Christmas out there. Sorry.
Oh, well, we have plenty of it, believe me. Lots of it.
Yeah, shop on online, I guess, huh? Now we only get some mall. Well, thanks, everyone.
Okay.
I can't wait till next year.
Yeah. Hopefully the new year will bring us more Anna. Maybe somebody
more
else.
Anna. And,
helping
yeah.
her.
Maybe
that
Tony.
Would be great. Maybe.
That would be great.
Yeah.
That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah. Show's over. Well, thanks, everybody.
Okay.
Good night.
Okay. Good night.
I gotta go to bed. Bye.
Yeah, me too. Bye-bye.